Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Yesterday, the House Education Committee heard House Bill 279, the Tax Credit Scholarship Bill. And throughout the entire hearing, I could only marvel at the sea change that's taken place around this issue over the past 12 years. Much of it has to do with the section of the Montana Constitution that was deemed unconstitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court. But in my opinion, that's only part of the story. School choice, in the broad sense, is the creation of alternatives to a one-size-fits-all public education system so that kids who are struggling in the public schools can find an option that works for them. 20 years ago, we had three options: public school, private school, and homeschool. If a child was struggling in their local public school and their parents couldn't afford private school and didn't have the ability to homeschool, then they were stuck. School choice was taking off in other states, but never seemed to get a foothold in Montana. Bills were occasionally introduced, but they died a quick and painful death. While other states implemented charter schools and education savings accounts and tax credit scholarships and vouchers, Montana remained stuck in the mud. Then, in 2008, the Montana Family Foundation began a serious push for school choice. It was slow at first, just us and a national ally backed up by some parents of struggling kids. We started small, using just those programs that were working well in other states, and we caught our stride in 2013 when we introduced 6 school choice bills. At this point, the legislature was beginning to buy in. Bills passed and were vetoed by the governor. The teachers' union remained our strongest opponent because we were threatening their turf. Then, in 2015, the tax credit bill passed and was allowed to become law without the governor's signature. The left thought they could kill it in court. They were wrong. In deciding Espinosa, the U.S. Supreme Court handed us the biggest win for students since Brown v. Board of Education. That was the moment the dam broke. Not just in Montana, but across the United States, parents were demanding change. What a difference from 2008. At yesterday's hearing, the heavy hitters were now on our side. The governor's office testified in favor of the bill. So did the superintendent of public instruction. There were scholarship organizations and law firms and national organizations represented by Montana's most powerful political advocacy firms. And best of all were the parents and kids with stories of success. A single mom in Kalispell working 3 jobs to keep her child in private school will finally get help. A single mom in Bozeman whose daughter was suicidal but is now flourishing in a private school. All of these success stories just kept pouring out. The other noticeable change was the lack of energy from the other side. In the old days, a dozen agencies led by the teachers' union used to rant against change. Yesterday, there were only 4 or 5. The teachers' union still led the charge, but many of their members have come over to our side because they truly want what's best for kids. This bill has a long way to go, but the wind is finally at our backs, and when it's all said and done, the big winners will be children and their parents. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.